My Life Today, March 25. I will tune my ear to heaven, guarding the avenues to the soul. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye shall turn to the right hand, and when ye shall turn to the left. Many narratives of the inspired word are given to teach us that the human family is the object of the special care of God and heavenly beings. Man is not left to become the sport of Satan's temptations. All heaven is actively engaged in the work of communicating light to the inhabitants of the world, that they may not be left in the darkness of midnight without spiritual guidance. An eye that never slumbers or sleeps is guarding the camp of Israel. 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of angels are ministering to the needs of the children of men. Voices inspired by God are crying, This is the way, walk ye in it. We can avoid seeing many of the evils that are multiplying so fast in these last days. We can avoid hearing about much of the wickedness and crime that exist. To the active minds of children and youth, the scenes pictured in imaginary revelations of the future are realities. As revolutions are predicted and all manner of proceedings described that break down the barriers of law and self-restraint, many catch the spirit of these representations. They are led to the commission of crimes even worse, if possible, than these sensational writers depict. Through such influences as these, society is becoming demoralized. The seeds of lawlessness are sown broadcast. None need marvel that a harvest of crime is the result. Say firmly, I will close my eyes to frivolous and sinful things. My ears are the Lord's, and I will not listen to the subtle reasoning of the enemy. My voice shall not in any way be subject to a will that is not under the influence of the Spirit of God. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and every power of my being shall be consecrated to worthy pursuits.